Good morning and welcome to Mind the Gap with Helmed on Eagle FM. And Michael just gave you a pre-warning that serious conversations, more like serious topics, serious discussions, serious shows, let me put it that way, serious shows on Eagle FM does not exist from 9:30 to 11. That's my time to rumble about a bunch of things, making fun of people with more money and power than me, and, you know, just crossing my fingers and hope they do not recognize me when they run into me in person, lest they punch me in the face. Now that we have that out of the way, for those of you that are waiting for a serious show, you know, that tuned in expecting a serious show, I recommend you tune out and then come back at 11. If you understand Lozi, if you don't understand Lozi, please come back at 12. At one. But, you know, I would actually recommend that you tune in for the sake of your sanity. Look, I think it's safe to say that, human beings, one thing we all agree on, irrespective of our culture, tradition, or race, is that, life sucks. And from time to time, we need to, actually life is more enjoyable when you are doing something stupid. I didn't say something illegal. I said something stupid. There's a big difference. Now, something dumb. Let me put it that way. So every now and then we try to figure out ways to make, idiots out of ourselves because, well, you know, there's a, you know, it feels good to be an idiot from time to time. Not all the time, because, well, boy, that's depressing. But from time to time, it feels good to be an idiot, which is why we invented alcohol. You know, we just want to get drunk, you know, wet your trouser and show up to the kids in the middle of the night, tripping and falling all over the kitchen, wake up the next day and like, kids, I didn't mean to do any of those things. I'm sorry, I was just intoxicated. Did someone force you to drink the intoxication products? No, not really. That one I did. I did all that by myself. So you knew you were going to do something dumb once you take, you know, one or two shots of, that specific brand of alcohol. Pretty much. I knew what I was getting into. I just wanted to behave like a moron for a couple of minutes because it feels good. And, one advice I was given is that, for things like, alcohol, I would have used crack as an example, but well, it's illegal. So let's stay clear of that one. For things like alcohol, if you were not drunk in your teens, maybe a little bit in your twenties, once you hit thirties, please don't get drunk. Please, we are begging you. Because you are the people that get drunk and the first thing that comes in your head is taking off your clothes. No! That's not how it's done. You see, that's why in everything in life, you need experience. You know, even if that's something, requires you to make an idiot out of yourself, but, it requires you to, have a little bit of experience. I know a lot of people. Hi there, is it Lucy? But anyway, moving on. You need experience to, don't just run around doing things you don't know. And by the way, I know we are going to disagree on this one. We're going to have different point of views on this one. One thing I learned from high school is that the kids that are, kids, you know, I'm talking about my time in high school now, somewhere in 2011, 2012. You see, a lot of people that I went to school with, those ones that were very quiet and holy, for some reason, they were always the first one to fall pregnant. Like I don't understand that part to this day. I swear, I don't know. Those ones that were known as promiscuous, to this day, they don't have kids. Like, seriously, what is wrong with it? You have couples, I think this is where, I disagree that life is fair. No, life is not fair. You have a couple out there that are financially stable and they are trying to have a kid and they are not getting anyway with the, they're not even a pregnancy. But you have people that are out there that are totally broke. One move, 5 seconds, madam, pregnant. Oh yeah, come on, seriously. Oh yeah, and I was like, well, what happened? But we used the protection. Well, it's 99%. Well, that means there's a 1% that, you know, little boys are going to swim around and escape. And then next thing you know, bam, bundle of joy. Now, putting all that aside, let's first of all acknowledge that today is today is not just an ordinary day, it's one of a kind. It's a genocide remembrance day, one of its kind. One. We have never, had a holiday of, of this kind ever. Heroes Day, yes, we have, and obviously, the victims of genocide can be factored in as heroes. Actually, they are heroes because they paid the, they paid the ultimate price for our, they paid the ultimate price for the freedom that we are enjoying today. And, today, obviously the Namibian government decided, we don't respect the victims of genocide enough. So let's find a day that is completely dedicated to their remembrance, and that day is today, the 28th of May, 2025. It's I'm really hoping we continue celebrating, remembering that, celebrating is not such a, a remembrance. It's more like keeping them in our memory, and also, I think as a reminder that, we are here because, people literally lost their lives. So the freedom that we take for granted, let's not do that. Let's not do that. Before you start planning a riot, don't do that. And for those of you that, that are stealing money so much, you are making people plan riots. Yeah, don't steal the money so people don't plan a riot, because if you steal the money and then people plan a riot, and then we are back to square one in terms of freedom. You see? I know we like to make it look like, I know these people are just protesting out of the, no, they're not. You're stealing, you idiot, which is why they're protesting. So stop stealing, they stop protesting. It's not rocket science. You see, this is why you need comedians in life, because professional comedians will, professional journalists will be like, Dr. So-so, so honorable. Nah. When it's comedy time. Okay. It's now the English phrase for it is, you throw all the caution to the wind. I still have no idea what that means, but it sounds very fancy. Makes me sound, who is this guy with 15, with 15 PhDs? International, relations minister. Now, moving on. Now, with that, okay. Now that we have acknowledged that, let me just take. Before I get to only in Oshana region, Oshana, I'll be with you shortly. this is how things are. This is how things always go. A lot of people, when it comes to power, and this, by the way, is all over the world. It's amazing how the power structure is actually laid out. And power structures in basically all across the planet. For a lot of us, every time that we see a throne, we assume that the guy that's sitting on that throne is the most powerful. What we fail to see is that a lot of people that are power hungry don't like the spotlight. Therefore, which is why I like to say that before you start saying, every time a political party does something, every time a political candidate does something, or every time a CEO of a company does something, don't blame them, at least not entirely. I want you to blame them by 30%, whether this is a CEO of a company or a, presidential candidate, or maybe a president or someone at the top level of a political party. Don't blame them. Find out, especially for a presidential candidate or a president, find out who funded their campaign. Those are the real guys in power, not the president. And by the way, the king. The king is also not in power. King, queen. This is for those of you that are in constitutional monarchy like Japan, Morocco, and they throw in the UK in that one. Find out who. Because most of the guys that are really, really, really wielding ultimate power are not on the throne. And they are not in executive office. Nope. No, they're not. Have you ever wondered why Donald Trump will not criticize Israel? It's because most of his campaign contributors are most likely either, you know, individuals from Israel or, you know, what they call super PACs that are in line with the Israelis. Now, when you look at it that way, you begin to understand why a bunch of guys in the U.S. government will never buy any, actually, you know, all the guys from the King of England, or basically, you know, every monarch and every president in Western countries will never criticize Israel. Never. Why? I don't have the answer. Yeah, I mean, you just go, you know, just look it up. That's why I'm saying the people with real power are not in executive office and they are not in some palace somewhere. At least not the palace that you think. No. They are just backdoor there. Telling your, you know, president and king and queen what to do. Yeah, from now on, we are going to invade this country. I know we can't do that. It's against international law. Your Excellency, may we remind you that we still have, you know, videos of you, doing those despicable things to those underaged kids on Jeffrey Epstein Island. No, I don't. I didn't know that was going on. You know, well, you guys dragged me and took all those videos. But you think your voters will believe you once we make those videos and pictures public? Oh, man. No, they won't. Oh, by the way, most of that is coming from Whitney Webb's, One Nation Under Blackmail. It's a 2-volume book I recommend. Please, I can't beg you enough to read Whitney Webb's One Nation Under Blackmail. Because that book... that book, it's just volume 1 and 2, will explain to you why a lot of Western politicians behave the way that they do. You know, every time that we say, why the double standard? Look, I'm one of those people that like to ask myself the question of why the double standard? Why is that, when China comes to Africa, they are influencing, but when America comes to Africa, they are bringing democracy? Well, One Nation Under Blackmail by Whitney Webb. Look, it's scary, but the thing is, I have to admit, I didn't find anything new in that book because I watch a lot of documentaries and I like to watch it. I like to read a lot of history books. And one thing I see is that in every civilization, you will have people that are so powerful, they control the president or the king. Controlling the executive office or the palace is not such a bad thing, unless the person doing the controlling is a genocidal maniac, which, well, to be fair, most of them have been. So... The reason why I took that detour before we come back to Oshana is that, it's very simple. Look at it this way. For a lot of us, by us, I mean you and I, voters, everything that happens, everything that a president does, we blame the president. And then that's for other voters. And then there are those conspiracy theorists like yours truly here. Every time a president does something, we look beyond what they're doing. It's like, okay, who is that policy going to benefit? Who is that policy going to benefit? There's one gentleman, I think it's an American scholar, who said, show me who makes profit from a war, and then I'll show you how to stop that war. Not the victim of that war. No, you are looking at it the wrong way if you are looking at war like that. Find out who is making money from a war. then you will know who really is, or more like the reasons behind the war. Now, one U.S. Marine Army general literally wrote a book that's less than 50 pages long. Like, you know, The War is a Racket by Admiral Smedley Butler. It's about 30 to 40 pages long. And the title of the book is War is a Racket. Now, this is a general who basically ran around the world and, you know, taking a lot of lives, basically, you know, through some armed conflict. But the main goal was not to civilize or take democracy. The main goal was what? Protect his country's private interest. Let me give you an example. Picture 1953, Iran. So far, a dictator has been in power, and the British have, you know, the British, not the British, for let's just, now this, that's another misnomer, not the British, British Petroleum, BP, but the time, by, you know, at that time it was known as Anglo-Iranian Oil, a combination of, you know, Anglo-English, Iran, that one is self-explanatory now. What happens was, 1953, Mohammed Mossadegh comes to office, and the first thing he does was, you know what, my people's oil, I want my country's oil to benefit my people. Therefore, I want to nationalize it so that I can sell it and develop my country. Who lost the most out of that policy? British Petroleum. No. Let's go with the Anglo-Iranian Oil. That's the name they had before they baptized themselves, and then they gave themselves the name they have today. So Anglo-Iranian Oil, as you can imagine, took a behind load of money and then gave some to the British government and gave some to the American government, so that those two governments can help Anglo-Iranian Oil with an army like CIA and MI5. And then those two came together to overthrow, and then they decided to put up a campaign, a smear campaign that led to the overthrow of Mohammed Mossadegh and the imposition of the Shah, where your G-Wagon comes from. I love history. Now, when you look at it that way, when you look at that specific overthrow, when you look at it, the first thing that comes in your head is, on this overthrow, what led to this overthrow? What led to that overthrow is that government's laws of nationalizing the resources. Who stood the most to lose from nationalization of those resources? Of course, companies like Anglo-Iranian Oil. So those guys that stood the most to lose decided to cook up an overthrow, and they were successful, because after that, the Shah was put back in office. Those guys decided to pillage, Iran's oil for another, another 20 of, 20 or 30 years. And when their interest was disrupted again by a change in a regime, Iran became the evil guy that it still is today. Is Iran a holy? No, it's not. Just like every country, it's holy. I mean, that's just like every country. It's, every country on this planet, it's evil. All countries are. No, not one that is holy. So, next time you see a coup in a country, find out the guy that's being overthrown. What did he promise his people? What laws did he promise to implement? Who is it going to disadvantage if it's implemented? Now you understand coups. Thank you very much. Now, at this point, you're asking yourself, what does that have to do with the CIA? Intelligence community, I don't know why they call them intelligence community, which is why I call them. They are not intelligence community, guys. Let's face it. These are just government-sanctioned killers and thieves. Because where you can't send where you can't send an army, you send them, because when they are caught, you just tell them, no, he's just a loner. He's just a lone actor. We don't know that guy. I mean, he's just one of those scammers. He's from our country, but we have no idea he was in your country. Yeah. Now, unfortunately, that's how the world works. This whole democracy, international law, that's a lot of garbage. That's not how the world, that's how the world works. For small countries like Namibia. But for big countries like China, US, France, no, that's not how the world works. Man, one of these days, you know, a Facebook, you know, or more like a Meta is going to ban me. But look, once you, okay, now, let me explain, I explained the political part. Oshana, I'll still be with you shortly. Let me explain the CEO part. I think it's in November or December of last year, one of the biggest health insurance institutions in the US, United Healthcare, their CEO was shot down. And when their CEO was shot, it was found that the reason why, you know, one of the many reasons he could have been shot was because, that institution is known for, you know, is, you know, okay, the top brass of that institution are filthy rich. Why are they filthy rich? Well, it's because they are known to be very good at denying their clients their insurance claims. The more clients they denied their insurance claims, the more money they saved and then distributed amongst themselves. Now, because of that, basically led to a gentleman, I think he's Italian, named Luigi, to shoot one of the CEOs. And when that guy, he was shot somewhere in Massachusetts. When that guy was shot down, United Healthcare decided to change their modus operandi. They decided to give more insurance claims than they did before the shooting of that CEO. You know what's going on as we speak? The shareholders are suing United Healthcare for that change in policy that, that is now prioritizing clients over shareholder dividends. Ring a bell? Now, the reason why, as someone that's interested, that is very interested in politics and the field of law, that is ringing a lot of bells, because in 1919, that was Ford Motor Company and the Dodge brothers, you know, as in the car brand Dodge. Now, there was a time period when the Dodge brothers, it's a family name, they had shares in Ford, the Ford, also a company name, your Ford Raptor, blah, blah, blah. Now, Ford increased the dividends, Henry Ford increased the dividends of his shareholders through the roof, way above his competitors. But then they were still raking in profit. They didn't have a lot of competition at the time. So one thing they figured out was, now that we have increased the dividends of our shareholders through the roof, way above our competitors, how about we take some of the profit that we are making and then we increase the salary of our employees, give them enough money, maybe housing allowance, so that they can afford some of the products that we are selling. You know what happened? The Dodge brothers sued Henry. They went to the court of Michigan, I think. The Dodge brothers won the case. The ruling that was made was, because the shareholders are the ones that are taking the risk by investing in a company for that company to run, every increase in profit, they must be prioritized. In other words, there's a limit to which you have to increase salary, employee salaries, but there is no limit to which you have to increase shareholder dividends. You can just keep piling it up, which is why when you look at a lot of institutions today, employees are broke, shareholders, CEOs, filthy rich.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
Listen to Eagle FM in Lüderitz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.0.
Welcome back. The time is 10 o'clock on the dot. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Mind the Gap with Helmut on Eagle FM. So, United Healthcare shareholders are suing United Healthcare for, quote, misleading them in the change of policy that have, is basically right now prioritizing clients over shareholder dividends. Nice. Oh, dear Lord. You see, there's a way this world works, and then there's a way that we all think it works. More often, what we think is not really how things work. Not really. Not really. But, so, let's talk a little bit about, let's talk a little bit about, Oshana region. Now, at some point I was here cooking Omsati, but, Omsati, look, we're gonna give you guys a break for now. Because today we are now here to talk about, Oshana just for a couple of minutes, just for a couple of minutes. Everyone, let's first of all say shout out to Oshana region. And, if you are listening, or if you are just watching, please forward the live stream to someone that you know who is in Oshana. Because, well, we're about to cook with them. Just for a couple of minutes. Just for, just medium rare. Not completely, just medium rare. By the way, if you are Vambo, fasten your seatbelt. This is about to get a little more violent. Relax, not violent that you murder me. by the way, boss, I know you are listening, so never mind you. So, National Council report that Dwight and I were, was talking about yesterday. On our afternoon show. You see, this report is coming from the National Council Standing Committee on Public Accounts and Economy. This is not the, standing committee out of the National Assembly. This is standing committee out of the National Council. So, this report is based on a follow-up that the, that this standing committee, went on to do, a follow-up regional oversight visit to Karas, Oshodonjupa, Zambezi, Kavango West, Oshana, on the agro-processing plant. Look, we want to industrialize as a country. Because industrialization is our goal, we are looking into both, extractive industry type of finished products, and then, agro-processing, converting tomatoes into tomato sauce and sunflower into sunflower oil type of, situation that we want to have going on. Now, because that's called value addition. This report joined us in January. actually, it was made public on the 20th of May. But the whole report was done from the 13th to the 24th of January. It's a 32-page report. I'm not interested in going through that. You can find it on the National Council website and download and, read it on your own. But, as for me, I just decided to, go straight to Oshana region. Yeah. Oshana region, Ondangwa Tannery. Un momento, s'il vous plaît. I'm just mixing up my pages here. Oh, yeah. Oshana region, Ondangwa Tannery. If you are in Ondangwa, congratulations. And Oshana region, courtesy visit to the governor. Now, a tannery is basically a type of a processing plant where you convert animal skin into finished products like handbags and shoes, and it's not a tunnel, it's a tannery. There's a difference. Just had to point that out for those of you that went to government schools. Yeah, those of you that went to private school, show off. Now, for those of you that went to government school, fasten your seatbelt, because, well, we are going to dive in even a little deeper. You see, this committee, they do this, all the time. They, you know, different types of committees go on different types of fact-finding missions where they basically, well, look at a lot of things, you know, the infrastructure and the Ministry of Justice, infrastructure and Ministry of Education, you know, NBC 2021 strike. Not where they're accounting in a pub. That was a public accounts committee, I think. NBC did not like that report. At least last time I tried, last time I checked, you know, they were, you know, NBC was like, I will sue you. And they, that specific account, you know, public accounts committee was like, well, we just wrote a report. And, this was towards the end of President Bumba's term when he said, you know what? Parliamentarians must learn to settle things, you know, like adults. Not in those exact words, because he's not a comedian, he's top notch. But anyway, this committee decided their first stop was the governor. Right. So, courtesy visit to the governor of the Oshana region. Now, for those of you that are from Oshana, fasten a seatbelt because I'm about to enlighten you in what took place in your region. Well, the governor, according to the committee, now, the governor indicated that there is nothing happening at the tannery since the committee visited in 2023. The committee visited in 2023. There was nothing happening. And they visited again, this time, they visited again this year in January. Nothing happening. But moving on. However, in the past, the Oshana region made efforts to look for an investor for the tannery and the Ministry of Industrialization and Trade, which is now, you know, just split and shoved into different ministries, as directorates. The Ministry of Industrialization and Trade supported the effort of the region, but NIDA, as an agency entrusted by the government with the responsibility of running development projects and properties for the community development, was playing a delay tactics. At this point, I was like, these guys did not do justice to this report. They were supposed to sit the governor down and say, honorable governor, please explain what the heck is delay tactics. But well, unfortunately, the standing committee guys, none of them is a comedian, so they did not ask, go deeper, man of Oshana region, go deeper. So they decided to stop the conversation. Now, the Oshana region negotiated with an investor from Italy, according to the governor, who was willing to come in and produce shoes, and everything was on track, but the investor withdrew because of the, again, delay tactics from NIDA. Nice. This is fascinating. Now, let's put a pause on that. And, I'm just realizing that I'm just singing NIDA without first explaining. NIDA is Namibia Industrial Development Agency. Industrialization. You know, our goal to industrialization is through NIDA. Now, don't get me wrong. Don't cook the poor guys. For all you know, they are trying their best, but guys, you know. Pull up your socks, seriously. Moving on. Where are we? Page 16. Yeah, where are we? Yep, here. Yeah. Yeah, see, the region still has plans to engage MIT, Ministry of Industrialization and Trade. I don't know how they are going to do this, but because, well, this ministry, in case you didn't know, doesn't exist anymore. But they can still engage with the Ministry of Finance or NIDA or NIPDB, procurement, although those guys are more into procurement. Oh dear. This is a tricky one. Now, but there's investment in there. Procurement and investment. Yeah, so they can, if I was them, I would also engage with the NIPDB. So, the region still has plans to engage MIT and NIDA to donate some of their facilities that are not working in Oshakati. In Oshakati, Ongwediva, and Ondangwa to be used by the regional council to set up technical workshops for the creation of employment for unemployed youth. Nice. First of all, I like the blame game. No, it's not my fault. It's that one. The blame game has been going on for a very long time. Look, I had to be reminded to breathe because these things gets me super excited. You remember in the Garden of Eden when God was like, Adam, did you eat that fruit? Adam was like, no, not me. It was this woman, by the way. Guess who gave me? It was you, my Lord. You gave me this woman. So technically, it's your fault. I ate. And God was like, so maybe let me see if the woman will take responsibility. Woman, did you eat that fruit? Woman was like, yeah, wale. Technically, yes, but it's not entirely my fault because, you know that snake that you created? Yeah, that snake. It is the one that gave me the fruit to eat. So, in a way, this is your fault, my Lord. You created the snake that, you know, if you have not created the snake, it would not have given me the fruit and the ipso facto would not have eaten the fruit. So both Adam and Eve were literally saying, you know what, my Lord? Well, we sinned because, well, it's your fault. First of all, for creating us, for creating the snake, the fruit. I mean, we can go on the whole day on this one. I am so going to hell. But moving. I'm not surprised to run into this, blame game going on here. Just put in mind that, the Constitutional and Legal Affairs Committee from the National Assembly went to look at the infrastructure that's used in the, dispensation of justice in Namibia, that's used by the Ministry of Justice, among other legal entities. They found one courtroom in Oshakati that, again, Oshakati keeps coming up in these investigations. In Oshakati that was open because the door was broken and had not been fixed for about 6 months, I think, 3 to 6 months. And there was a lot of finger pointing as to why the door was not fixed. The courts were like, well, isn't that Ministry of Works job? And the Ministry of Works were like, well, we could have done it, but look, the procurement guys were not making our life easy. They were like, follow everything to the letter, procurement this, procurement that, because if we just run around and procuring stuff without following the procedures, we'll be on the front page for corruption, and that guy on Eagle FM will be making fun of us. And they were right. Okay, they didn't add on that part, but they may as well have. Now, a committee observation. The committee of, after speaking with the governor of the Oshana region, they decided to make their own observation or reach their own conclusion on the matter of the, Ondangwa tannery. The committee again observed fresh skin. Now, this is my favorite part. You know what? Vambos are built different. This tannery is a piece of infrastructure that was paid for with taxpayers' money and is just gathering dust. First of all, the people that made it decided to build the structure without first putting it, without first fencing it. Therefore, when you look at it that way, and something that's not fenced face, vandalism. Because of knowing a guy who knows a guy who may need a piece or two, maybe some copper wires, maybe some piece of machinery from those machines. So guarding these machines or guarding these facilities is very, 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 very important to me. I'm so glad there are people that volunteered. There's a reason why I'm putting volunteered in quote unquote. There are people in Ondangwa with, out of the kindness of their hearts, decided to volunteer and protect this facility. Out of the kindness of their hearts. Plus. Where is the plus coming in? Right. Moving on. There are two lines that I read yesterday in the afternoon that I still find fascinating. I was like, you know what? I have to talk about this tomorrow. But anyway, the committee observed that, And put in mind that this observation was done in January this year. Now, according to the governor, when according to the governor, they were told that the tannery had not been in operation. It was basically in the same dormant position that it was when they went there in 2023. So we are looking in 2023. At least we are looking in 2023, 2024. At least 2 years that we can count that this facility has been dormant. But still, when they went there this year, this committee found fresh skin. Not human, obviously. Animal skin. I mean, this is an animal skin processing plant, literally. Now, that has not been in operation, that has not been in operation since the committee's last visit in 2023. Unless this is super skin that has been fresh since 2023, or someone brought this skin to this facility to come and personally or privately process it. Why am I focusing on that? Now, this is the part that's making me say, this is where Oshana region is shining now. Because, the committee again observed fresh skin that belongs to caretakers. Pardon me. Flu. Caretakers. Now, this observation was also made during the visit in 2023. So, when they went in 2020, during the 2023 visit, they found fresh skin. And when they went there again this year, they also found fresh skin. Again, it's either this is some super skin that have remained fresh for a very long time, or someone is secretly processing skin at that tannery. Now, the caretakers are former employees. Again, skills, check. Even raises my suspicion even more. Now, the caretakers are former employees of the tannery who remained behind and, oh, here's my favorite word, volunteered to look after the facility after it was closed down. Nice. You see, I'm beginning to think when you are Vambo, you sleep, dream, and, when you sleep, you dream about business. Because these are employees that were working at a tannery. That means they it's safe to assume that they have leather processing skills. So when the company was, when the institution was closed down, in terms of formal operation, they decided, you know what? Well, we work here. You don't have to pay us. I mean, we're just going to volunteer and protect the facility and, take care of it from, intruders, a bunch of thieves that can storm in and steal stuff. I'm just assuming, that those are the, among some of the excuses they used. And look, I'll be right with my assumption because, has any one of you, if any one of you have been to Okahanja, have you seen the RCC facility? The road contractor company facility. It's in some kind of industrial part. Now, if you know where the, where the new mall is, I think it's in just somewhat the same street or the same block. The streets in some parts of Okahanja are very questionable. But anyway. So, in that place, you find a lot of, you'll find a lot of pieces of machinery that are packed inside the fence. But, they are missing parts. They're missing a wheel, missing tires here and there because they keep stealing them. Look, that means the tannery, the tannery employees, former employees / volunteers in Oshana, in Ondangwa have really huge hearts. They knew, look, they understand the, that taxpayers' money went into building this tannery. Taxpayers' money went into building this tannery. You can't let it there unfenced for people to come and steal the parts and then start selling these things. That's not fair to taxpayers. That's not fair to Namibia's industrialization goal. So out of the kindness of their hearts, they volunteered to take care of the facility after it was closed down. But there is just one problem.
Just one problem.
This volunteering part, it's not actually a problem as it is, a genius move. You have to understand, it's very difficult to volunteer in the 21st century. Because, well, these gentlemen don't live at this facility. The chances are very high they live somewhere, so they have to come and work and then, you know, volunteering in their work and then go back. Now, obviously there, you know, there's a taxi, there's a taxi money, there's a food, you know, the food and transport factor it in there. And they also have relatives, some of them, you know, have families. So they have to make, you know, a little bit of money somehow. So they decided, you know what? How about, from now on, if you want to, your skin to be processed or cleaned, don't you, you know, just like a small, you know, chemical cleaning, we can just do it for you and then you give us a fee, you know. Now, the officials at the ministry that is the now broken apart Ministry of Industrialization and Trade and NIDA informed the committee that there is no water and electricity at the site. Ha! Okay. What the heck is the fresh air doing there? But anyway, which makes it difficult for the caretakers to start the machines from time to time in order to reduce the risk of machines being damaged by rust, which is a good move. Like, connect that, you know, throw in some electricity, gentlemen, electricity, water, and then, you know. Now, the biggest question for me, when it comes to this story is, the place doesn't have water or electricity connection, but there was a fresh animal skin in 2023, and there is fresh animal skin in 2024, and fresh animal skin 2025. Interesting. What the heck is this animal? Like, this guy's running the entire infrastructure with a generator. I'm just saying. Again, look. A part of me understands why the committee kept referring to this gentleman as caretakers and volunteers, because if they call them employees, it will raise a lot of legislative issues, because first of all, the institution is closed. It's not in operation, so it can't possibly have employees. And employees would mean that either NIDA or the Minister of Finance, since MIT is not in existence anymore, will have to compensate them for their, you know, patriotic duty. Say what you want to say about those guys. They are patriots to me. Because maybe doing question about, but they volunteer. Come on. They volunteer. I know, I'm saying that because I know they know I'm volunteering. They know in a heck am I volunteering to... Because I'm not patriotic. It's because life is expensive to volunteer, people. Let's face it. So, hey, look, man. The prize for the best volunteers in this Republic of Namibia goes to Oshana region, specifically Ondangwa. I mean, you guys know how to volunteer. You guys value public infrastructure. And by the way, the government is still trying to make, money to, this has been a budget allocation to fence the area so that the volunteers are safe and sound as they participate in one of the most patriotic activities in the Republic of Namibia. Protecting public infrastructure from marauders, like, you know, guys that steal a bunch of copper cables. See? This country is very beautiful. Very, 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 very beautiful. Now that I finished congratulating and a little bit of cooking, Oshana region, shout out to you guys, Oshana region, Oshana regioners, especially for those of you that are in Ondangwa. Amen. You guys are the best at volunteering. United Nations, next time you want volunteer workers, I recommend, you know, checking out, you know, starting with Oceania region. You know, next time you want to find someone who is very good at, you know, taking risks, take, for example, like trying to domesticate, some water monsters like crocodiles, I recommend Omsati on that one. Let's take a break and then we'll continue on the other side. And on that side, we are talking about, we're going to talk about, Tanzania. And then we finish it off with, you know, how the British, you know, how the British committed, you know, how a bunch of British sailors, committed, you know, social suicide. And actually how they committed that type of side in, so, you know, in South America during one of their explorations, and how it ties into reverse psychology, behavior, COVID-19. I mean, it's a bunch of things.
Olium nangeshifa noahara kushivifa oma kuroe kupitira mohorike radio station ayo Eagle FM. Enyamukuro olongaha. Ningekwa tafano na Monica kushikondosho ipindi konora hetatu imwe, heari imwe, ne heari, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mamberewa konora hetatu natu, mbali o hetatu vatatu, ne nola no natu. Ninge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na. Opomone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Listen to Eagle FM in Lodritz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.0.
Welcome back. The time is 28 minutes left to the hour of 11. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Mind the Gap with Helmut on Eagle FM. And I just finished sending a shout out to those of you that are listening from Oceania region. So now let's send another shout out. Now let's send a shout out to Tanganyika, aka Tanzania. Tanzania is set to open. I think they have completed it, and they are set to open their, you know, one of their most ambitious developmental projects, known as the John Magufuli Bridge. And the reason why this is a very special project for the, a special project, and it sets a very good example in terms of investment for African countries, is because this is a $260 million project. $260 million in US, multiply that by 18 or 20, give or take them. And then, you know, to convert it to Namibian dollars. This project, however, is about, three point something kilometers bridge. And obviously the John Magufuli is, that's their late president. They renamed the bridge after their late president. Now this bridge is spanning across 3.2 kilometers across the Lake Victoria. Someone rename that lake, because that Victoria nonsense must come to an end. Now, the bridge will officially be opened according to Business Insider Africa, will open to traffic on June 19, 2025, with Tanzanian President Samia Hassan expected to lead the inauguration. I'm really hoping it doesn't, you know, go the same way that the naval ship of North Korea went during the inauguration and, you know, ended up. listening from the UK. Thank you for tuning in. And, well, at least virtually, welcome home. Now, these guys actually funded that bridge they just funded it themselves without going out there to borrow millions of dollars. I know there have been some African countries, Mozambique, that used infrastructure development as an excuse to go out there and borrow billions of dollars, which they then turn around and chop. And then the minister was running around, the minister of finance ran to, of all countries he could have run to, South Africa. Come on, seriously, dude. He couldn't have picked Singapore, Japan, like South Africa. Mozambique and South Africa are neighbors. It's like when your kid, grabs your phone and with those tiny cute little feet tries to run and then they just climb on a sofa and then fall on their face and pretend that you are not seeing them. That's what homeboy was trying to do here. Now this is a bridge that is about 3-point-something kilometers across Lake Victoria, and it was funded without borrowing. I know in Africa this is worth emphasizing. May I point out to you that the African Union headquarters was funded, planned and built by the Chinese. That's taking advantage of your guest. I mean, like, seriously, just how lazy are you? African leaders and Africans in general, because, well, we are told we are the future leaders, as soon as we turn, 70 and above, then we qualify to be leaders. But, Namibia have managed to solve that problem. So we now have a lot of young people in parliament, but it's not fair because some of these parliamentarians are really hot. Now, I don't know how to focus on a speech because, first of all, she's speaking with rah-rah-rah. Second of all, she's looking smoking hot. And it's kind of very difficult for me to focus on what she's saying if she's busy out there, looking all very Africanish, queenish. I just came up with that. 36 minutes left to the hour of 11. My God, that's, who reads time like that? even though it is. It's 26 minutes left. Ooh, thank heavens. 36. Jesus, that would be terrible. 26 minutes left to the hour of 11. 083-288-401. Please dial in. Please dial in. Sometimes moving on. African leaders should now look at this, this bridge as an example that we can fund our own developmental projects. Not all at once, just, slowly but surely. It's going to take a long time, but at least we don't owe anyone billions of dollars, and therefore we are not going to be forced to increase our taxes or cut our civil servant employees in order to, to channel a lot of the salaries that would have been given to the employees to servicing alone. So, Tanzania, if you ask me, is just leading by example. Eagle FM, Kuyemori.
Yes, sir, remote.
100.
Ah, man, 100, my brother.
Hoot, hoot. SJ Drive.
No, I want to complain even.
Please. Han An.
Yeah. You see, Armin, eh? I think you guys are discriminating us.
What did we do?
No, man. No. You can't be in the air. The way I'm talking to you is the way I'm listening to you.
Uh-huh.
That when I'm in Katutura, my friend,
uh-huh.
There's nothing coming. But in Orimbia, I can hear you proper. I am a no man.
What is causing that?
I don't know. You frequent. Maybe you guys are trying to cater only for the ones, the people.
Only for Ludwig's dorm boys. Oh, come on. No, that's not the reason.
Seriously, my friend, I'm wondering, because when I turn on the radio now,
yeah,
I can hear you without even this crazy nothing.
Okay. Are you using a radio or the app?
A radio, my friend.
So you can hear us in Olympia, but you can't hear us in Tura.
Tura is nothing else.
No, someone at IT is doing something fishy.
It's what I'm wondering also, that, no, it can't be true.
Okay, but almost everyone I know from IT, does not live in Olympia.
They are Tura.
Uh-huh.
But why they are doing this? why they are trolling us?
Yeah, that's a good question.
No, man. Because now I can hear you, my friend.
Loud and clear.
Loud and clear from the radio.
Holy cow.
No, man. Mm-mm.
And you can't go to Olympia to listen to the radio. Those dogs, they can speak Afrikaans. No, the dogs that can speak Afrikaans are from academia.
Yeah. Those ones, they'll catch you.
Yeah, those ones, even back in Afrikaans, in Afrikaans, they'll be like, Han.
Han. Hey, Toratu. Toratu. Just imagine, it's always the one who's chatting with you.
Yeah.
Tula. Before they come. after knock off, I'm going to the what? Parliament Garden.
Me? I don't think I have 13 bucks. Yeah, I mean, if I go to Parliament Garden, I only have to walk home.
No, 13 bucks is just footer.
Footer? By the time you get home, you're not even going to have a boxer.
Everybody scraping. Everybody is it be like a car then scrape.
Yeah.
One is taking the radio, one is come to take the wheels, one is taking the battery.
Someone comes, they take your shoes, they take your trousers. And those guys that trade in organ harvesting, they'll be like, can we have what's between your legs?
You know what? Yeah, we want your legs.
Your kidney too. I mean, it's
yeah. It's not easy.
It's not easy.
I'm telling you. But remember, seriously, for the genocide.
Remembering. Yeah.
Something was fishing there, man.
For example?
It's like they are trolling even the people who are supposed to be there to talk about the genocide. They are not even the list.
They are not on the what?
And the list,
Who's not on the list?
Like the genocide victim, like from the Nama side or the Herero side.
Okay.
Nobody.
Okay. They are not on the list of the people that are going to, that are scheduled to speak or what?
Exactly.
Now I did not look at, take a look at that list, so I'm not sure.
Yo, my friend, I'm telling you, there's only what a time frame for honorable to alive. Including the opposition, the president, the speaker of National Assembly, what? You just wonder what is going on. What is a day for?
Well, obviously you need to know a guy who knows a guy also for you to be, to give a speech.
Is what I'm telling you, even the time frame of when they put in on it, like, honorable who is alive this time,
mm-hmm.
It's like, you know the celebrity of when they are doing Hollywood, mm-hmm. The red carpet.
Yeah.
Because you have to focus on the person. If he's wearing a watcher for 800,000, or with a shoot for master price.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, Come on, man. I'm wondering where are we heading with this?
Okay, but look, Namibians, I've been telling you this for a while now. If you are, if you show up at an event that where everyone looks fancy and you are wearing a suit from Mr. Price and they ask you where do you buy your suit, don't say Mr. Price. No, say you bought it from Monsieur Price. There's a difference.
Whether they don't know even the shop is
No, they are not even going to ask. They're like, where is that? Just tell them in Paris.
Yeah.
You're going to nail it.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Because, because you might even look better in the suit of 4,000 than the suit of what, 50,000 or 20,000. Mm-hmm. Because there are things that look crap. Even in them, even it's like, you know when you are hanging the what? The cross in the what? And on the stick. You know the stick, Helmut, I don't know if you are familiar with what we do in the north. To scare off the birds.
Like the scarecrows.
The honorable with the stick, you put it in the
reminds me of Jeepers Creepers.
By the person who is wearing it.
It reminds me of Jeepers Creepers.
Yeah, that one.
Mm-hmm.
The same. It's the one. That's amazing. But that is all along 10.
Uh-huh.
You said that the wrong turn of that guy. That guy, the way he went in the cross, and you look at him and say, come on, is this guy alive or dead or
look,
a couple of years ago?
Look, whoever wrote wrong turn is never going to heaven, that's for sure.
That's for sure. No, that movie. My friend. And what? Just imagine you are watching it alone. You'll be looking at the unless maybe the right is on. If you just switch off the right, some of us like to watch our movie.
Mandume. You know why movies like that are the best?
Yeah.
When you invite your female friend over for a movie, those are the movies you are watching.
That is the movie to watch,
because every time they are scared, they will jump on you.
They will jump on you.
It was a genius move. My gender is always up to something. That's one thing I know. All right, man. Everyone is like, hey, it's a horror movie. No, if you are straight and you have a bestie that you don't know how to ask out, more like you don't have the titanium crown jewels to ask out, you just put on a horror movie. Where do you think Netflix and chill came from? It's from horror movies. And one thing I like about ladies is like, you guys like everything that's gory, from serial killer movies to to horror movies, and we're like, hallelujah, let's watch this in the evening. Because every time a Jeepers Creeper pops up on the on the screen, you jump, oh my god, I can't look. I'm like, hallelujah. Okay, now I have two guys, I have two guys watching from or two ladies, two viewers, let me just be neutral on that one. Viewers watching from the UK, and one watching from Hobabis. And thank you all for tuning in. Mandume is, Mandume understands the essence of my show. A lot of people call in my show and start complaining about serious things. He calls in and, adds to my jokes. Although sometimes I feel like, one day John is going to call him to come and take over my job, which will be World War III will start. But before we continue, let's take a commercial break.
Experience the best of freedom and flexibility with Flex. Parota's Flex bundles now offer you even more freedom of choice, so that you can enjoy quality internet on the go or at home. Choose between fiber with mobile LTE or Sky-Fi with mobile LTE packages, starting from as little as 650 Namibian dollars per month, excluding VAT. You get more for less with Flex. Visit Parotas.Africa/Namibia or our branches nationwide. Always
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal. Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? Either a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Welcome back. It's testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. That's how Africans test for microphones. If it's working or not. I don't know who told us that, but we are very good at it. Testing 1, 2, 3. Where was I before Mandume called in? Tanzania. Tanzanians have spent billions of dollars of their own money on their own infrastructure. They don't owe anyone money. At least not for that piece of infrastructure. I think that would be a brilliant move. That would be a brilliant example to imitate. And that goes to all African countries. I don't know about all, because, oh dear Lord. It may seem like that the president of Cameroon is planning on running for office. I think they are headed for the poll somewhere late this year. I think somewhere around October. And homeboy wants to run again. Last time I checked, isn't that guy like 95 or something? He wants to run again. Eish. We look, but we don't. Oh, come on this one we are judging, Baba. Aye. We are not letting this one slide. Like, really? Okay. See, this is the problem. Why every time we say, all the problems we have is colonialism. True, but you have to admit we are contributing to, we're playing a significant role to our own poverty. Like, we are very good at that. First of all, when American and the British or just the Western leaders, politicians, when they steal money from their people, they bring that money here, and then they don't give it, they invest the money. They open up a processing plant with that stolen money. That's one thing I like about corruption from Western countries. Corruption in Africa, they steal money and then buy iPhones with 2 SIM cards. How the heck is that an investment? At least invest it. Not just, stealing and send it with the iPhones with 2 SIM cards and Mercedes-Benz with 2 engines. Like, for the love of God, think, Baba. You are 90-something. If you can't think at that age, you're going to have to be a vampire or you're going to die without thinking. But hey, it turns out we can invest. You remember last year when the head of the Kenyan Treasury went to the IMF annual summit last year, and he said he said the accommodation, or more like the hospitality, was perfecto, but he was embarrassed to be called at the IMF headquarters, one by one. He was embarrassed to see African leaders in a queue. And they are called one by one. Nigeria. And you know what's embarrassing? When these guys that are chopping money here, when they go to the IMF head office, they are not even called by their names. They are being called by our country's names. Ghana. Present. Namibia. Present. Oya, come here. And when they get in there, they spend like half an hour of consultations. And then next, Angola. And these guys are proud of it. When they come back from there, they start walking like, you know what, I was the head office at the IMF. Yeah, you were, but you felt like an idiot. Because there is money now, you have to chop and buy an iPhone with 2 SIM cards. It turns out that when there's an iPhone with 2 SIM cards on the budget, it makes everything less embarrassing. By the way, when it comes to the misuse of money, African citizens themselves, we are not helping in that situation. When something is made outside Africa and is costing 3K, oh, we're gonna buy it. When something is made in Africa and is costing 3K, you start coming up with excuses over why you cannot buy it. Then I decided to come up with my very wonderful wisdom. This is my wisdom, no go kill me. I decided to start advising African businessmen and women. Every time you come up with a business, give that business a French name. It's called psychology. This is where reverse psychology comes in. I learned during COVID-19 pandemic reverse psychology works. It turns out when you tell everyone to stay indoors, they all want to go out. When you tell everyone to stay out, they all want to go in. So it's a fascinating, behavioral pattern to observe. But, now at this point, you may as well, that's just the, black people, they don't want to consume their own products. They just want to go and consume, other people's products. Well, it turns out it's not a black thing. It's a human behavior thing. Let me give you an example. Somewhere in the US, I think this was somewhere in the US back in 2018, a cheap shoes store called Payless. It's like Pep, but in America. Sorry, Pep. Now, Ndandozumbiri, if you don't have a Kabango friend, get one. Or get a boyfriend. Now, nothing beats University of Pilo. You'll be taught, the admission requirements are very flexible. The tuition fees are actually paid to you by the university. Where was I? Yeah, Pelesi. Payless. Payless was a budget store of shoes and handbags in the US that decided to do an experiment, and their experiment was They told their consumers that, because this store opened in the 1950s, it's well known. It's known that it's where you go to buy cheap products. So somewhere in 2018, they decided to pull off one of the best marketing, more like a psychological observation on consumer behavior ever. They said, we are going to, we are going to create a new branch, and that branch will be, will be our high-end products branch. A branch that will compete with Louis Vuitton, Armani, and Gucci, among other global brands. And what they did was they just got a building, decorated it for a grand opening. They took the very same shoes they were selling in their very cheap store, and then took it to their quote-unquote expensive high-end store, and then marked the price. They took the price from 30, they took the price from, take for example, from $300 Namibian to $3,000 Namibian on a very same shoe, and put it in a store that was labeled high-end, high-end store. Now, their cheap product store was Payless. The high-end one, they didn't call it Payless. They called it Pelesi. Why does it sound French? Now, because of the French sound, influencers, your Instagram influencers showed up at the grand opening. They were holding these shoes going like, you know what? This is high-quality, genuine leather coming out of Italy. No, it didn't. It was cheap products. That's how you know a bunch of these guys that are giving you fashion advice have no clue what they're talking about. They made fools out of themselves so bad, they ended up in mainstream media. And so This is this article is one of my favorite from CNN Business back in 2018. That Payless, a brand known for budget-friendly shoes, opened a fake pop-up store called Palesi in Los Angeles Mall and invited influencers to the grand opening. The store was stocked with Payless shoes in disguise. They just took the very same products from their old shop, the cheap ones, and then put it in their new shop, you know, the one with the high-end products to compete with Armani and Louis Vuitton. Now, one influencer was quoted saying, "I would pay 400 to 500, 400 on a TV ad holding a pair of $19 shoes." Now, let's look at the difference now, shall we? Okay. So, someone said they will pay $500. Let's just take $500. You multiply that by roughly 20. What the heck? Well, someone said they were willing to pay the equivalent of 10,000 Namibian dollars for a product that was, you know, that had in their cheap store, 99, just make it $20. 20, multiply that by 20. Okay. Oh, dear Lord. Someone was willing to pay 10,000 Namibian dollars for a product that was costing 400 Namibian dollars. Because it had the $400 price tag on the in a store that was called Payless, and then the 10,000 Namibian dollars price tag on a store that was called Palesi. What changed? And by the way, there is no such thing as Palesi. They just played around with their old Payless name, and then they changed it to Palesi. It turns out, if you want people to like something, give it a French name, or an Italian name, or a Spanish name, or Portuguese name. Oh, that explains why Angolans keep taking my girlfriends. But anyway, all this language, Latin. Oh yeah, Latin. Throw Latin there. Why do you think lawyers sound smart? Why do you think judges sound smart? It's because especially jurisprudence, is loaded with Latin garbage. There's a legal principle that is used to hold employers responsible for their employees' screw-ups. Take, for example, if I went into the field for work with Eagle FM, if I screw up something there, whoever that I'm going to, whoever that will want to sue me on that screw up, they will not sue me personally. Legally, they will sue Eagle FM for my screw up. Now, the legal principle that allows for that is what is known, he who acts on another acts as though he were doing it himself. He who acts on Eagle FM acts as though it was Eagle FM that was doing it. Now, the long Latin garbage of that is, qui facit per alium est perind axi facit per se ipsum. Jesus, I can't believe I memorized that. Yes! Qui facit per alium est perind axi facit per se ipsum. He who acts on behalf of another acts as though he were doing it himself. The somewhat literal translation. Now, when you hear judges saying something like that, they sound really smart, don't they? No, they're not.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
Slow internet should be a headache of the past, yet many Namibians have connections that just aren't fast. We have a solution that might set you free. It's called Mobile LTE, and it comes with real speed. You'll enjoy up to 50 megabytes per second from just 300 Namibian dollars a month and free internet browsing after midnight till 6. When it comes to staying connected, this is it. Visit Paratus.Africa/Namibia or our branches nationwide and experience the thrill of better internet with Paratus by your side. Always prepared.
Welcome back. It's just a minute past the hour of 11. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Mind the Gap with Helmut on Eagle FM. And what we have learned is that, well, first of all, the best volunteers in Namibia come from Oshana region. And the best way to fool people into buying your product, give it a French, Italian, Portuguese or Spanish name. They're going to buy it. People will look at a Namibian and go like, your name is very difficult. I can't pronounce it. Lamborghini. Lamborghini, Ferrari, Maserati, they're all Italian. And then you have one of my all-time favorites, Swedish, Koenigsegg. How did I even master to pronounce that? It's Swedish. That's probably the only word I know from Swedish. That's a name also, I think. Yeah. A Volvo is easy, but it's also Swedish. Well... It's not rocket science. So don't say I didn't give you some brilliant advice. Speaking of brilliant advice, as I sign out, let me sign out by bringing up my own home village council, which is under fire there by, you know, Mukwe constituency, Kavango East.
Divundu.
Well, the residents are not happy with the, you know, with the village councils, village council CEO, because, you know, they are not compensating landowners, the people that are, you know, more like being taken off their properties land-wise to allow for the expansion of the planned urban area. The compensation is not being done in a way that is satisfactory to everyone, so they started marching and, you know, and calling for the resignation of the, you know, more like the resignation of the CEO. And I was watching that whole video on social media, and the comment section was got me cracking. Yeah. The comment section got me cracking. Because a lot of people kept saying, oh yeah, you don't know what, you know, the best way to solve that, or I just called James Sangwasa. He will come and settle that. That's when I realized that was in a reference to Katima Mlilo Town Council, you know, where, that was Katima Mlilo Town Council, where it was alleged that some council officials have been, exchanging land with Vrupas, like, you know, Fortunas, especially Fortunas. It turns out Fortunas, if you want land in there by Katima Mlilo Town Council, I think, the scheme may have been blown up now, thanks to James Sankwaza. Thank you very much. But, before that, all he had to do was just show up with a Fortuna or a Mahindra, then voila! Plot of land. Check! Very fertile land. Very, very fertile, especially when it comes to mangoes. Man, being broke is terrible. Being broke is very terrible. So my advice is maybe just what if I think we should hear those guys that wrote that comment section, that came to that conclusion in that comment section, my fellow Divunduans, how about we just call maybe the Ministry of Urban and Rural Development, and then we tell them, can we just have, just call the president on this one, because it's a very sensitive matter. Just call the president and say, can we have Honorable James Sankwasa here to come and investigate our land distribution or land compensation issues here in Divundu? First of all, the CEO is not going to like that. Second of all, if there's anyone that have received Evrupa, that have exchanged a piece of land with Evrupa, they're not going to like it. At this point, I think James Sankwasa is looking like a hero to Namibians. Well, not all. You know, Paul Snow will not agree on that one. Paul Snow is not like, well, we're not going to. Actually, ACC started investigating James Sankwasa because he criticized ACC for not working. So, newsflash, if you don't want ACC to investigate you, don't criticize them. Problem solved. Because, if you say that anti-corruption is not working, then they will prove that they are working by investigating you. At least that's one thing we have learned on the tit for tat between James Sankwasa and Paul Snow. look, whoever said politics is boring. Politics is very delicious. I mean, like comedy-wise. Tim Zizuma Salicho is here, and this is where I say goodbye until tomorrow. Same time, same place on your favorite radio station, Eagle FM. And, of course, taking over from yours truly, moi, is Franz Nengela and Mahongo.
Olium Nangeshifa, Noahara Kushivifa, Oma Kuro Ekupitira Mohorike Radio Station, Ayo Eagle FM, Enyamukuro Olongaha, Ningekota Fano, na Monica, Kushikondoshe Pindi, Konorahita Timwe, Heri Imwe, Ne Heri, Imwe Imwe, Nohamano, that is 0817147116, Mamberewa, Konorahita Natu, Bali, Ohetatu Vatatu, Ne Nola, No Natu, Ninge, Tumo Emaila, monica@eaglefm.com.na opomone oshijemo shiri nawa
Eagle FM, the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Listen to Eagle FM in Lüderitz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.